So Stowaway tells the story of a man from India who moves to Dubai in search of a better life to earn some money to work on the skyscrapers and to save money to send back to his family. And when he finds himself trapped in some pretty difficult situations and circumstances, he looks for a way out. And the way out he finds is to stow away in the wheel arch of a commercial airliner that's bound for the UK.
And what was the inspiration behind the production?
The show was inspired by a newspaper article we read about a body that was found in a B&Q car park in Richmond in West London. And after much research, it turned out that the body belonged to a guy from Pakistan who had stowed away in the wheel arch of a plane, and he had died mid-flight. He'd frozen to death. And when the landing gear retracted as the plane came into land at Heathrow, his body kind of plummeted to the ground. It's kind of an extraordinary image. It's almost unfathomable about what would drive someone to take such a dangerous move. What situation would be so bad for someone that that would seem like a better option? That just felt like a really exciting set of questions to start with, and yeah, prompted the piece.
Could you talk a little bit about the message and the tone that you wanted to convey with Stowaway?
I mean, we made the piece because we wanted to initially ask what would drive someone to do that, but actually we wanted to kind of have a conversation about immigration, migration, our response as white Westerners to that. We spent a long time struggling with making this show, about deciding whether we had the rights to tell this story. Britain's got such a difficult colonial past, such a history of taking other people's cultures, appropriating them for ourselves, or imposing our Britishness on other people's stories, other people's cultures. We were really nervous about telling that story, and so kind of did a lot of research into that, but kind of came to the conclusion that it felt like a really important story to tell. We initially made the show in 2014, just as the real kind of media attention and propaganda around UKIP was starting to kind of bubble up ahead of the 2015 general election. And it felt like such a hot topic at the time, and such kind of strong views at all times. And it felt like really important to kind of consider what might it be that actually drives people to want to leave their country and go somewhere else in search of a better life. Because there's so many accusations about people just sponging off states and laziness, and actually we don't often think enough about the people's situations that cause them to do sometimes quite extreme acts. And we've seen that more and more recently as well, you know, with the kind of Calais migrant camps, the refugees fleeing from Syria. Those images are with us so often, and yet our media often present a very kind of one-sided story. So we kind of wanted to tell a human story, something that would allow you to kind of invest in a character who is going through that situation, but then also see it through some other eyes, through the guy who discovers his body in the car park of a B&Q, and a writer who sat on the plane that the guy was stowed away on, and explore a little bit about how we as kind of white middle-class British people deal with our guilt or our kind of liberal guilt around these things, how we ignore stuff, how we take responsibility for these situations. You know, it's not a show that's necessarily promising lots of answers, but I think it asks lots of really interesting questions, and certainly it always ignites lots of conversation. And, you know, I think that's what we've always hoped to do.
What's the most common piece of feedback that you've had about the show so far?
I think people feel really moved by the story. Again, I think we think of immigration so often, or any kind of migration, about the impact it has on us. Apart from those odd moments where it breaks through, you know, the young boy's body on the beach recently, you know, that obviously hits some heartstrings, but it often takes an image as tragic as that to actually get people sympathising with the plight of the people who are in those desperate situations, and all they want to do is just improve their lives. And I think, yeah, people have responded really well, and sometimes really emotionally, to that story. For us, I think, you know, the best responses have been when we've been working with refugee groups or charities or migrant communities, and they've come to see the work. They've been so supportive of that, feel so empowered, partly because of their position in society. They don't often have a voice to tell their own stories. They don't have a platform, and there's some brilliant organisations out there. We work particularly with an organisation called Counterpoint Arts, but who are doing everything they can to give platforms to some of those people, but they've really appreciated us trying to tell a story that, you know, we've taken really seriously, we've researched rigorously, we tell with the utmost sensitivity that we can, but they've really appreciated just the effort to kind of tell that story, and for them it's felt kind of resonant and true, and they've definitely seen something of themselves or people they know or their communities in that story. And, you know, I don't think you can ask for much better feedback than that.
It must have been quite tricky to bring to life. How did you go about doing that?
So Analogue's work is, I mean, it's got quite a reputation for being formally theatrically quite inventive. We've often used a lot of multimedia stuff, a lot of video projection and kind of integration with that video projection in our work. And this is actually the first big touring show that hasn't done that. And instead, we wanted to spend much more time really thinking about the kind of physicality. So we've worked with a movement director for the first time. All of our work sees kind of actors play multiple characters, using the stage in kind of creative ways. You know, we're not trying to ever pretend what we're doing is real to an audience. It's clearly actors in a space telling a story, making that story come alive in front of the audience's eyes. But yeah, with this, we really wanted to kind of, there were so many, I think particularly with this stowaway and this journey, so many kind of physical images that were kind of coming to mind when we were making the show. We wanted to really invest in this movement language, thinking a little bit about some Indian dance traditions, but also just giving the story a kind of slickness of staging. Of, it feels quite an epic story. It feels quite filmic in some ways, and a lot of our work doesn't often. That's why we use the projection, but actually using the kind of multimedia just to move us very quickly from time to place, story going backwards and forwards through time. That entire physical language just really kind of supports the kind of way we wanted to tell that story.